Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 24th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Hyper and its new Hypercube accessory for iPhone and iPad. Kicking off today, we have more antitrust news that could affect Apple. The United States Justice Department has announced that it is opening a broad antitrust review into whether technology companies are unlawfully stifling competition. The review targets companies including Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple. For Apple, two of the biggest areas that the DOJ will likely focus on include Apple Music and the App Store. Spotify has been vocal about how it feels Apple Music gets unfair treatment from Apple, and Apple is currently facing an antitrust investigation in the European Union over Spotify's accusations. Over the last several months, the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission have reached agreements to probe different tech companies for different activities. The Justice Department, for instance, has reportedly received clearance to probe whether Apple has engaged in illegal monopolization tactics. However, at the review's current state, there's said to be no end goal just yet, other than to understand whether there are antitrust problems that need addressing. Over time, the investigation could lead to more focused investigations of specific companies. Ultimately, the Justice Department officials say that this new antitrust review will allow the department to seek extensive input and information from industry participants and eventually from the dominant tech companies themselves. In other news, Apple's rumored 16-inch MacBook Pro could launch in October, according to a new report out of the supply chain. The report also says that Apple will release updated versions of the 13-inch MacBook Pro and the Retina MacBook Air in October. This report corroborates that the 16-inch MacBook Pro will launch with a 3072 by 1920 LCD display. That's up from the 2880 by 1800 panel found in the current 15-inch MacBook Pro. As for pricing, the report says that the 16-inch MacBook Pro will bring, quote, a new high price for Apple notebooks. The supply chain industry reportedly expects the 16-inch laptop to start at around $3,000. With Apple positioning it between the iMac and the iMac Pro as a portable option for those with Pro needs. As for the report's claim that Apple will introduce a new 13-inch MacBook Pro and Retina MacBook Air, details are a bit more unclear. While Apple did just refresh the MacBook Air, the update only added True Tone display technology and left things like the processor unchanged. A refresh in the fall could bring improved performance, among other changes. For instance, Ming-Chi Kuo has said that Apple will shift to a new scissor switch keyboard in the MacBook Air by the end of this year. As for the reported 13-inch MacBook Pro refresh, rumors have long suggested that the 13-inch Pro will add support for 32GB of RAM, so that could be what Apple has in store for this fall. Nonetheless, even though some details remain unclear, it seems apparent that Apple has a lot in store for the MacBook line still to come this year. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Hyper. Hypercube is a brand new product that automatically backs up your iOS device while simultaneously allowing you to charge. It's a tiny little device that connects between your USB charger and your iPhone or iPad. You just plug in your standard charger into one side of it and your iPhone, iPad, or other device into the other side, then insert a USB drive or a micro SD card. It then automatically backs up all of your photos, videos, and contacts onto the storage with an app to let you access everything. For a limited time, you can pre-order the Hypercube for only $29. That's 40% off the retail price. Go to hypershop.com/9to5mac to learn more and to take advantage of that special offer. A new investigation from the Wall Street Journal claims that Apple consistently ranks its own applications above competitors in App Store search results. Apple, however, says it tested the same queries in response to the report, but yielded different results. The investigation from the Wall Street Journal claims that Apple's applications ranked first in more than 60% of searches for basic terms like maps. On the other hand, Apple apps that generate revenue for the company, such as Apple Music and Apple Books, ranked first in 95% of searches. In response to those findings, Apple conducted its own tests to see where its applications ranked in comparison to others. Apple didn't provide specific details, but it did say that some searches yielded different results that didn't rank its own apps first, despite the Wall Street Journal's findings. In a statement, Apple said that customer usage is the primary reason an Apple app might rank higher in search results than a competitor. The company also explained that it uses 42 different factors to determine where apps rank in search. In addition to customer usage, the factors that most influence the rankings are downloads, ratings, relevance, and user behavior. User behavior, which Apple says is the most important factor, includes the amount of times users select an app after a query and then proceed to download it. The report is unlikely to help Apple as it prepares to fight antitrust concerns in both the United States and the European Union, but how exactly the App Store will play a role in those investigations remains to be seen. Other things new on 9 to 5 Mac today include Jeff Benjamin's look at how a new transfer from iPhone option in iOS 12.4 vastly improves the iPhone upgrade process. Meanwhile, Ben Lovejoy published his thoughts on the iPhone 11 rumors and detailed the one feature that might push him to upgrade this year. Read those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, be sure to subscribe in Apple Podcasts, and my thanks to Hyper for sponsoring today's episode. Read all of these stories on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.